as an early celebration of our upcoming 200th episode, why don't you come along with us as Kendall and I listen back to an old moth-eaten episode that's just been laying around the storage closet for years since it aired in 2008. We're going to listen back to episode 11, Fit Week. And I know you're thinking, who better to discuss fitness than Cliff and Kendall? Nobody better. What did we have to say about it back then? Did we wear hilarious hairstyles? Oh my goodness, think of the comedy.
Ah.
I know, Kendall. Here we go. Listen back with us. Episode 11.
Two big old boys from Nashville grew up and left town. One went east and one went west. Now they're together again, online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast.
Oh, remember that old intro?
Cliff and Kendall.
Hi there, listeners. Welcome back.
Hey.
And welcome back to
New York.
Well, thank you. Welcome back to
obesity,
New York,
Cliff.
What was that? I had a thought.
Oh, Cliff, we're so compelling.
A minute ago, but I lost it. But you know what I've been thinking about is the weather.
Because when weather, such a great topic.
Remember when shows used to be about the weather? Now they're about
the weather. We had the most beautiful day.
We turned into hardcore podcast porn so slowly.
But not too sunny.
I barely even noticed.
Cliff, you are still talking about the weather. Not too sunny.
It's beautiful.
Not too hot.
The weather is beautiful.
I'm not one of those horrible people.
I'm still. Let's
yes, you are one of those horrible people.
I am a horrible person.
In the winter, and the,
I cannot believe you're going on this long about weather.
We
have come so far since weather.
Yeah, the weather just.
Oh, the weather.
It just bolstered my spirit.
what good weather Something does. And that's why I live in LA. And I hate to break it to you, but I am one of those horrible, terrible people.
I agree.
When it's cold. That's one of the reasons I moved here.
Oh, you're one of those people that they do news stories about on the local news.
Shot himself.
Shot himself.
That's what we do.
Because it was January. Oh, man. But the weather, this is what
the weather.
Our show will be like in 40
We're
or 50
at 2
years,
minutes almost. We're already talking about the weather.
We'll be doing episodes about the weather, about cold
weather, weather.
Because that's all. Old people are very involved with the weather.
Weather and old
the weather
people.
In the mail.
Well, that's the only two things you can count on when you get that age.
You could get that's true.
Now, here comes
that's
a good
true.
Segue.
Mail.
All right.
Wait for it. Good weather promotes you to get outside and get fit, which
get
is what this
fit,
episode
Cliff.
Is all
get,
about.
Finally, we have reached the topic of this episode.
Fit America.
Minutes.
Now, we did tell you last week that I would be running a 5K.
Lies.
But,
I know.
Wait a minute now. Yeah. I ran a half marathon and a marathon. We just never recorded it for this episode. For 80 of our shows.
Boring.
Will be rewarded.
Everything's Cliff, if anybody's heard our show ever, they say boring.
And more crazy. It's going to be great.
Yeah. You know, how can you tell a bad doctor from a good doctor?
How?
I don't know how.
How?
No patience.
Oh, Cliff, you had it then. You had it way back then.
Sassy.
Sassy doesn't come cheap. That's how the show is going tonight. It's going to be great. Oh, hey.
You are right.
I do have to say, Clinton, Texas, and Ohio. Clinton.
Because she's...
Oh, this was back during the Clinton hit of
'07. America.
Save the drama for Obama.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. We evidently we weren't behind Obama.
And now I want to look ahead for just a moment, Kendall.
Let's look ahead. Let's see where we are
in
now.
This episode, later
to
in
obesity.
Show, we're going to be going into the kitchen, and we're going to be trying out two different
obesity.
Cereals. I'm going to be eating some chocolate honeycomb.
Cliff, didn't we learn not to go to the kitchen ever? Didn't we learn that was terrible for us?
Well, Kendall, back in these days, we could still fit into the kitchen. Today, we can't even fit through the doorway.
We have to get a bigger kitchen before we can ever do that segment again.
We're going to need a bigger kitchen. That's like that's our show.
We're going to need a bigger boat. We're going to need a bigger everything. Cliff, stop it.
I miss that.
How far we've come. Let's see if we even belch on this episode.
What is this Irish music?
Pounding the green beer, and it's going to be
I often wonder why you put Irish music.
Irish jig of an episode. We won't be wearing kilts because that's Scottish.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out.
Me too.
And now I wanted to say that I know some of the listeners might be thinking, now, Clifton Kendall, why do you think you have the authority to talk about fitness to us?
Exactly.
I'm going to say, now, Cliff, how many pounds have you lost over the last year?
Well, I'd rather not say.
Oh, yeah, you would. Like 100?
No.
I weigh 5,000 pounds.
About half that.
Okay, well, and I've lost 50 pounds over a year and a half. So I think me and Cliff...
Those are the good old days.
Now we can do a show about how much sweat we've gained in like the last month. Okay.
You can't be an
back then. We didn't really call us that fat. We talked about how much weight we had lost.
Man,
you can't
memories like the corners of my big fat body.
And now, was there anything that you wanted specifically to start about talking or
maybe fit weight?
I'm jumping in. I'm
your turn, Cliff. No, you, Kendall. No, you, Cliff.
No, you. We were so polite back then.
That's before you started saying, fuck little Johnny.
Kendall, will anybody ever teach the old us the proper ways?
No, they won't.
And so, Sassy Doctor, Izzy Stevens, Katherine Heigl from
what?
Anatomy.
Oh,
one day, she was sitting around and she saw a real unflattering picture of herself. And she thought to herself, Katherine Heigl? I gotta get fit. So you know what she did? She did circuit training, and she concentrated her diet.
See, I think that all the time, Cliff, but I don't do anything about it. I just think, Kendall, you gotta get fit. I'm hungry.
I want a pie.
Kind of, without the fish.
And I saw years of unflattering photos, and finally...
You know, I read
this. This is depressing. How we talked about how much weight we lost, how good we feel, and how wonderful we are. Our listeners love the show way more when we talk about, oh my God, we're so obese, we've eaten so much, we feel so terrible, we want to kill ourselves.
Now we got to call it something better than jumping up and down.
Uh huh.
Zing!
Trainers out there. Take that.
Take that, trainers.
Okay, now we're talking about the Pope.
Mm-hmm. How she got thin.
This is the boringest show ever.
She's super rich, which you'll find.
Thank God we learned from our mistakes.
They didn't pull the poor.
See, this is an example of learning from your mistakes, listeners.
But she had a gourmet diet of food from a food delivery system, which she had all her meals delivered to her. Don't you think that sounds like fun?
Now I do. It does. I'll just say this while we're talking about the food delivery thing. I saw an infomercial for one of those the other night. I think it was like...
oh my God, I remember this moment.
And I thought, in honor
this
of
this feels like fitness, yesterday.
To get online and check out that and see what it would cost to get some meals, you know.
I would love to know.
It
me
is
too.
To $70 for the basic one.
Suffice to say, week. I never ordered.
Well,
I think our listeners got the gist of that.
Poor people like us.
We are so
well,
bad.
Poor people... Not really, because if they deliver all your meals, is that for 3 meals a day?
No, that was the basic. I think that was like 2 meals a day. But I don't know.
For 2 meals a day.
We eat 6 meals
for
a
week.
Meals for people that usually eat breakfast.
A lot of money, and I go to the grocery store usually 2 or 3 days a week. So I eat a lot.
No,
I go to the grocery store 2 or 3 times a minute.
$50 to $60 each transaction just from coupons. And we go maybe once, twice at the most a month, and we spend about $100.
This is riveting.
Kendall,
that's good.
When the Smithsonian plays a retrospective of riveting podcasts.
Or it's how it works
out. Susan and I going to the grocery store will be one of the clips.
I don't know where to get them.
Coupon clipping on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Coupon clipping.
This week.
I don't know what the Sunday paper. What am I going to do with it?
Get clipped.
Now we're talking about the... the trials and errors of the Sunday newspaper.
This was way before bad jokes, even, wasn't it? We don't even have the sweet reprieve of bad jokes.
All I'm going to do is cross my fingers that there's something about little Johnny.
But I thought she lost her all her weight by some spell that Scientologists had put on her.
Take that, Scientology.
Strength of Xenu.
Yeah, I thought something like
Xenu.
That.
Xenu!
Well, that might have been part of it.
Now, I never liked to jog, and I actually do jog. Now, I just... jogged. I just came in from jogging.
I still don't jog because it makes my fat jiggle too much.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I ran.
I can't do it. I
this
can't
when
do
I
it.
First started running, and I now have ran an entire marathon. Look, I'm listening. I'm listening to myself talk about running 4 miles, and I thought it was great. Now I've ran 26.2 miles, and then I gained a whole lot of weight, and I haven't ran in a long time.
Now, the only reason I would ever run 4 miles is if there was a blizzard or a certain disco stick at the end of it.
If Freddy Krueger was chasing you in a nightmare.
Then I would try to run and burst out of a vajayjay.
Because that's where we often find Cliff, in a vajayjay.
In a vajayjay.
Long, deep breath. And if
long
you
and deep.
Training like that, you're going to get to where you can run faster, run longer, hike longer. I can do that hiking trail that we did when you were here. I did it yesterday, and it didn't even, bottom me. I thought, that's not even a workout anymore to me. I'm going to have to do
something. It's not even a workout.
We were so hate ourselves in the past.
We're talking about how great we are.
We're so healthy.
How skinny we are and how much running we do.
I'm so skinny.
But anyway, Nick Carter.
It is way more of an interesting show talking about how fat we are.
They both did.
I was momentarily distracted thinking about the old me talking about Nick Carter. I kind of got turned on.
I was distracted by the old me talking about running.
For just a second.
But it's different. It's like meals, like you were talking about, that they deliver.
Well, now, when did he do this? Because I saw him in Rouse a couple weeks ago.
I remember that.
You saw Nick Carter?
Well,
yes.
Was he
super hot?
You know, he's one of those people.
No, he looked like a meth head.
He's super hot. Meth heads are hot.
He looks really bad.
Meth heads, I want to bone them.
You don't want to bone this meth head.
I want to do a meth head.
This meth head looked ridiculously bad.
What do I care if they're meth heads?
Even
it doesn't have anything to do with meth head. They just look really bad.
I'll
still do him. Just because he's Nick Carter.
Cliff, you would do anything.
Carrie Underwood is a vegetarian. We are chopping truth bombs.
Does she mention it in that song, Jesus Take the Wheel?
No, I think Susan told me. Susan knows whatever vegetarian.
Susan knows everything, Cliff.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, she started doing some cardio workouts. And she started writing down what she eats.
Man, this whole episode is about us being skinny.
Yeah, we write down what we eat on diaryoffood.blogspot.com.
Oh, I forgot that.
I'm wondering if that's still there.
No,
while we're doing
I deleted
this,
it.
You did?
I did.
That's so sad.
So.
Well, you better set aside a couple hours because I've been. What day? Because listen, I was on there the other day because I went out to eat with my.
I remember that. That's so long ago.
We had a Shoney's salad bar, and I had to remember everything that I ate off that Shoney salad bar. And if I can do that, we can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Valerie Bertinelli,
I'm jealous.
You know, she did Jenny Craig.
Valerie.
She credited Jenny Craig and walking for her weight loss. She did it like her friend Kirstie Alley,
mm-hmm. Which
who I like.
Has started her own meal plan thing now.
But has she ballooned back up, if you believe all these tabloids?
Oh, she hasn't.
I don't want to hear anybody, even us, talking about people who have ballooned back up.
Because now we have ballooned back up. People are like, Cliff and Kendall, you mean those two that ballooned back up?
Yes. Yes.
All kinds of celebrities have them. Just make a line of snack cakes or something.
That's what we should do.
You know what's good. I'd eat them too.
This is crazy. Listen to us. We are not talking about how fat we are at all.
Talk about.
This is like listening to skinny people talking about how great we look, how wonderful we are.
I'm so skinny. My life is so good.
I hope we never lose weight because then our show will be terrible again.
Fuck these older versions of ourselves.
I didn't say I followed it. I said I did it. I tried it.
Yeah.
Which that's exactly what I did.
You tried.
What did I try?
Shakes, I can drink them with a meal.
Shakes. Shakes, everyone. Shakes.
Oh, Nutrisystem. Or SlimFast.
And I almost passed out when I tried it.
Atkins.
You tried
Atkins. I did almost pass out.
Yeah, I didn't.
I almost passed out when you told me you were going on the Atkins diet.
I almost passed out when I went on the Atkins diet.
You need to have good carbs, you know. And I remember, I almost passed out at work when I was working, and they took me back to the break room and gave me some Reese's Pieces and a Coke, and that is still the most favorite meal I've ever had in my life. Like the taste of that.
I still think about that. I still think about that Reese's Pieces.
I never even tried Atkins because I knew
I knew there was no way in hell I could stick to it. I would go on an all bread diet.
So there's no way in hell you stick to anything.
The only thing I can stick to.
I like bread. Everything that they say you have to eat there, I like. That's what I want.
Yeah.
So I never eat. The only thing I can stick to is Zac Efron's disco stick.
Oh. I never tried that.
I remember that lasted about 5 days, and I lost a lot of weight. And then we went out to eat at Olive Garden.
No, I didn't. That's a lie. I didn't lose anything. I thought that I probably lost a lot of weight before I ate Olive Garden. I thought in my mind, I bet I have lost so much weight. There was no evidence to support that.
Like cabbage soup, they give you like ingredients to put in the soup, and you eat that as many times as you want.
I love shows that are mostly about cabbage soup.
And then you can eat over the weekend.
Oh my God, there were no segments back then. All we've talked about is...
Surely there's something coming up in the next... 9 minutes.
Thank God we changed our show.
Grapefruit and whatever. It was really like Atkins, but with grapefruit.
listeners, if you started back then, you would not be listening still.
Bacon and
I wouldn't be listening still if I started back then.
No.
For breakfast, then you drink grapefruit juice, have a ham sandwich for lunch,
and I like ham sandwich.
Thing. I lost like 7 pounds in a week on the grapefruit.
7 pounds.
You can't live on grapefruit alone. I can't.
Well, the important thing
man cannot live by grapefruit alone.
That you lose a lot of weight fast is not going to hold up. You have to lose weight slowly over a period of time. Nope. I know it sucks, but just like we have, it's the only way that you're going to be able to. You're going to have to change your lifestyle, and that's
like we did, everybody. Like how wonderful we look. Like how skinny we are.
Importantly, the diet that I'm on,
the way you live,
the diet that I'm on now.
I want to go back in time and be these people.
Yeah, right.
No, it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle, Cliff. It's great. It's a lifestyle that we didn't adhere to.
That we have lost.
Based on calories, fat, and fiber, which a lot of other diets don't take into account.
Not anymore.
Support Fiber One.
That's the first time we ever mentioned Fiber One.
You weigh in once a week, and we lose like 1 to 2 pounds a week if we're good, and that's when, you know, that's how it stays off long term.
I can't believe how disciplined we were back then. This is so weird. Listen to ourselves, disciplined.
But yeah, well, in the real
now, most of our conversations deal with anything. I can't believe I ate all that. I should never have done that. I stayed up till 3 a.m. just eating.
You have to, you know.
Get fit, America.
You're brainless. You eat fruit, vegetables, and fiber. And concentrate on that.
Luckily, we don't have a brain, so we can't stick to it.
All I have is a big fat ass.
No donut. But
no donuts.
Eat right and exercise, Cliff.
I always dreamed of the day someone would say to me, Cliff, how did you lose all that weight? Well, it was simple, really.
And no one has asked you that still.
Now, somebody the other day said, Cliff, really, how'd you gain all this weight?
How'd you get to be so fat?
How'd you get just so fat?
And it happened. There you have it. And I drank, many times.
Thank God you didn't hear that button earlier.
You can live life to the fullest.
So profound.
And I think it's important that you can have desserts and you can have things.
You're right, Kendall, you can.
That was our problem. We could have desserts. We could have things that we loved. And we did, and we got
there
fat.
There has to be some reason.
Whoops. You can't have things you like, listeners. You cannot have things you love.
You know another reason?
Why?
That I like to live.
Why?
Weirdness.
Oh my God, what a great segue. 18 minutes of the show, we had some...
What the fuck is this?
And I'm Kendall.
And we're in the kitchen.
Oh, we're in the kitchen. Weird news.
Why did I throw the weird news?
You were stupid back
then. We're in the kitchen. So, I'm going to be eating Caramel Delight Fiber One Lightly Sweetened Crunchy Whole Wheat Squares.
We should do that over the entire kitchen.
I'm going to be eating some of the new chocolate...
That's the sound that they'll play at my funeral. That's my life.
So everyone gathered today to Cliff's funeral. We're here to celebrate the life.
God.
And now Kendall's going to come up and say a few
facts, shall we?
Oh, what can I say about Cliff?
Mine is one.
Thank you, everyone.
My serving size is a little bit bigger.
Serving size. What we're talking about? How wonderful.
180.
Well, mine is 120. for less.
Because I haven't seen 120 calories in years.
2 grams of fat.
Usually I snort up 120 calories like
when I wake up.
Like Lindsay Lohan snorts up cocaine.
Mine's 2 grams of fiber. How much is yours?
Mine is 9, which is 35% of your daily fiber.
I'm going to be pooping later,
that's
Cliff.
That's good. That's good. Usually I have to eat fiber one bar to get 35% of my daily fiber.
All we really cared about was how much we would shit in these old episodes.
Well, that's what leads to weight loss.
That's what
we're not shitting enough now.
People cereals. I'm not a child. I mean, you know, but I saw so many brands have a chocolate variety nowadays. Like there's chocolate honey bunches of
I want to get chocolate wasted.
Like some weird chocolate Cheerio thing. There's chocolate Captain Crunch, and now there's chocolate honeycomb.
We should do a show, Chocolate Cliff and Kendall. We should hire 2 African Americans.
Oh my God!
To do the show for us.
Whiten your teeth.
Cliff, that is racist.
It just says it's a sensible solution.
All I'm saying is I'm sad I was born vanilla.
10 vitamins and minerals.
So, I'm sad I was born obese.
I'm just right now. Not really. Second bowl, because I had one bowl that I refreshed midway through, and then I refreshed another bowl midway through.
What the f*** am I talking about?
You're talking about how much you ate. No wonder you're so fat now.
This show will never end, if that's what I'm talking about.
That's what all our listeners thought. This show will never end.
Now, you told me that the caramel Fiber One bars tasted like pancakes and syrup. Is that what your cereal tastes like?
Maybe that's what I'm tasting, because it does taste sort of similar to me. Like similar. I'm not sure what it is.
Pronounce it right, okay. Kendall. Old Kendall.
Mine, similar.
I guess just tastes sort of like...
I think similar sounds so much better than similar.
Is it good?
Is it good, Cliff?
It's good.
Oh, of course it's good.
But I love them.
Everything's good when you eat it.
Cocoa Puffish is what I would say.
Cocoa Puffish.
Well, I'm going to have to put my seal on the Fiber One.
I'm going
to
put my seal. My enormous fat seal. This is a love affair we started way back there with Fiber One bars.
Well, if it doesn't have...
how are we going to wrap this show up, Cliff? We only got 2 minutes and 55 seconds left.
I don't know. I want to take everybody back. This is episode 11.
We had 1 second.
Good Lord.
One fat segment.
Sorry, listeners. We're going to just keep eating.
And that's what we did. We kept eating, Cliff. That's how we got here today.
There are no marshmallows. What about you? Describe the texture of your cereal.
Ooh.
Kendall, this is like 8 minutes about the texture of the cereal that we were eating.
I don't know what it is on top. They're really sweet. I'm surprised how sweet they are.
I'm confused how this is ever going to wrap up in 1 minute and 55 seconds.
How is this a show?
That's what our listeners ask themselves every week.
We're speechless now. We're eating so much. Thanks for tuning in, Cliff and Kendall in the kitchen.
I thought we were done. Just think in 3 years, people are going to listen back and think, this is the show.
Yeah.
Oh, this music is so sad.
Well, I was right about that.
The music is sad. I will attest to that.
Endless.
That's how the show felt. Endless.
That's what I thought.
Now, Kendall, I told you I want to do a marathon of shows, just back to back to back to back, for the diehard fans. This summer, we'll do that. Hot summer night.
When all you can do is stay in and listen.
All you can do is right. Yeah, sit by that fan or sit by that air conditioner and listen to, like, 4 hours of Cliff and Kendall, back to back.
That does still sound good.
Always.
Next week, don't forget to tune in. We're going to be having our drunken St. Patrick's Day party.
Oh, my God. Now that's every week.
That's every week.
He's jigging. He's getting Irish jigging. But anyway, Kendall, do you have a beautiful quote?
Let's see what quote it is.
Oh, yeah.
Quote idea.
I don't know if it's beautiful or not. This quote is, if fitness came in a bottle, everyone would have a great body. And that's from your favorite person.
Cliff, if fitness came in a bottle, I would buy
Cher
24 packs.
When she wanted to get fit, she just had her ribs removed.
I wish I could have my belly removed.
I wish I could have my whole body removed. It'd be a head in a jar.
You didn't even tell a quote. Remember we used to switch up?
We love you.
I do, vaguely. We love you. I love the old us, even though they were so old.
Even though they were bitches.
What big bitches?
Oh, Cliff, that was so much fun.
Oh, my goodness. We ended the show there. It was strange.
First of all, let me just do a little bullet point presentation.
I think about that is...
I can't believe we talked so long about how skinny we were and how wonderful we looked. I honestly, if you'd have told me that any time on our show we talked about how great we looked, I would have told you, you are a liar, sir.
And then Lindsay, they would be like Lindsay Lohan doing a podcast about sobriety.
How sober she was.
About sobriety.
So I cannot believe that. And I also can't believe how boring we were. All I got to say is evolution, I'm so glad that it exists.
I'm so glad, Kendall, that
because
evolution
we have evolved at as podcasters.
Yes, we have, Kendall. The old us, annoying. The new us, endearing.
So, Cliff, yeah. It's really sad how terrible that show used to
be. People were thinking that they weren't going to hear any more sad music, but here it is.
No, it's time for us to sign off. The real us is... The real present us is here.
I am so glad we've had this time together. You know, Carol Burnett used to pull her ear. She'd give her ear a little tug when the show was over. We give our fat a little tug when the show is over.
Is that what you've been given, Cliff?
I'm so glad we've had this time together. Just Cliff, to have a laugh and sing a song.
Before we go, I just want to mention to our listeners, if they love our show now and not then, they can go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call at 818-3084-FAT.
Oh, I wish they would. Kendall, do you have a quote?
I don't have a quote, Cliff, because I quoted ourselves through this whole episode.
This whole episode was a self-quote. Yeah.
So, Cliff, why don't you take us home down
take
those past roads?
Mystery Science Theater, Cliff and Kendall Rhodes. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, we love you.